Okay, well, this, let's get started here. And a mitzvah, are we showing though? I said, as a shakai, was you right at the beginning? No, you look at the page before. Okay. Okay, a mitzvah Rishayna. He hatzivui shetzivonu. In the Arabic is alamaju almalno. It means it's not a shrano, but it's a bona fide tzivui, amalno. And that's in the Arabic, okay? This is very strange, because the mitzvah of Noich Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam has a whole Sherish Mini that tells you basically that mitzvahs are tzivuyim and not declarative statements. It's not a declarative statement, a shlila, okay? It's a tzivuy, okay? That you see a tzivuy, Noich Hashem Elokecha, is a little bit far-fetched, okay? In fact, it's interesting, you know, wherever it was not into the Arabic, wherever they didn't know if they had the Arabic, but in the letter to his father about discussion of Raman Ramban about the Asogas in the first mitzvah, okay, which we didn't publish, okay, he develops this idea of Inyon Yatera, which he claimed father developed, he developed, because it's really no, there's no tzivur over here. It's just Indian, whatever it is. I don't know if he's dealing with that, but that's what he's developing over here. But the Ram doesn't use the shana over here. For some reason, he feels that, okay, we have to know what it means. But it's very clear, correct? The first mitzvah, the mitzvah said, he develops the idea of shana is in Sarihei, in Aforos Nedorim, and he then sets up the klolim of shana in mitzvah Sarihei. Okay? He had sivui ashitzivonu lahamin huelokus. Okay, this translation is a disaster. Hillman points it out. Kappa points it out. The Arabic word over here is atkat, okay? This is a word which the Rambam uses also, derech agav. Not only the Rambam uses this word to define what the mitzvah is, The way Kappa translated is Hatzivui Ashetzivonu B'yidiyas Elokus. B'yidiyas Elokus. Okay? Rav Sadi Goin in the Sefer Mitzvah they just published, Sabato and Company, wherever it is also, even though they translate as Lahamin over there, but the Arabic word, I saw the thing, the Arabic word is the same. Okay? And Hillman points this out, and Hillman claims the Targum Milui is Liyos Meshuchna ba Mitosai Unachinuso Shel Ezadova. And it's an Inyan from Deis. And it requires a Dir Brur. If you look in Kapach, in Sherish Aleph, in the in his footnote 83, he says, when you remember when he was talking about that, the Kadon he was talking about to in terms of the Shvuah, what the Shvuah on Mikra Megillah was at Har Sinai, correct? The Ram uses the same word, right? And there Kapach says, Deya Usvoro, Shinikvo Belev Odom, Venechrisa Benefesh, Beofen Yisidi, and we take Hakola. Okay? You also might want to look in Mer Nevuchim, in Chelek Aleph, Reish Perig Nun, that it's not enough, and this is what I discussed with Professor Langemann, it's not enough to be convinced about something. But you have to be so convinced about it that you're ready to have a debate and you're convinced and you're very self-confident you would win. Okay? There's a whole different idea. You know, with emunah, you can have emunah to me, you may not know nothing, but you know, I believe in God. Okay? That's not what it is. Okay? In fact, it's very clear that this is the case. Because the Rambam in Yenakotze, mitzvah rishoyin and mitzvah sasei, leida, sheyei shomer elka, shenei monoi Hashem. Protei mitzvahs, you say their Torah, leida, sheyei shomer elka. Hilchos, you say their Torah, you say it, how you say it, zamud hachochmos, leida, sheyei shom motzi rishon v'chulei, and then Allah chavov, v'yidiyas dova zeh, mitzvahs sasei, shenei monoi Hashem elkecha. Okay, it's very clear, the Rambam, one after the next. In other words, sometimes you can have a issue about something, but here there's no issue. Okay? You'll find also in Rabbeinu Yonah, in Mishle, Perek Beis, Posik Hei, Diva Maschel, Das Elokim Timso. He writes like this, V'ina Motzonu Be'in Yedias Hashem Chamishin Yonim Zelam Ayla Mizeh Horishon Metzias Hashem Yisboach. And the smack, the in fact, the Charedim quotes Rabbeinu Yoina and says that you know, it's the mitzvah say. And the smack in mitzvah Aleph Yom Rishon Mitzvah Tulis Malev Leida She'isa She'boach Shemayim Vorets Hu Mavado Moishel Ma'ilu Umato B'dal Luchos Leida. However, it is clear in some Rishonim the mitzvah is Emuna. In the Ibn Ezra, Yisoid Moiro and Shah Shvi'i, Mitzvahs Halev, Tchilosa Manoich Hashem Elokecho, Shiyamin, Bechol Liboy, Shashem Shotziu Mimitzrayim, Hu Elokov. Vihine, he Mitzvahs Hase. Sefer Chinuch, he starts off something like this. In Parshas Yisro, Mitzvah Chav Hei, Mitzvahs Ho'amuna, B'mitzias Hashem Yisboach, Lahamin, Shiesh, Li'olam Eloka, Echod, Shehimsi Kol HaNimsa. Okay. So that's what we have. So he closed it to me. So, just... Okay. So it's Ashetzivonu B'yidias Hu Elokus. Vuhu Sheneida. We have Namin, but that's what Kapos is. That's the same Arabic word. Sheisham. Here Sheisham is he's translating the Arabic into the Hebrew the way he does it at the beginning. He says the Atari, he does it here also, and he does it in many places. The Sham, you know, you can all go with Kfira. Sheisham, God is over there. You know, it borders on Kfira. That's not the issue. It's just that it's a translation from the Arabic. Okay? And here is the Arabic, okay? So he's not Sheish Shom Ilo Visibo. I'm not sure what this means, okay? No, I'm not sure what the difference between Ilo and Siba are in I looked in there's dictionaries, there's basically philosophical dictionaries on the Arabic and the, how do we use, they translate it. It basically say it's a synonym, okay? So I'm not sure, there could be a difference, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, okay? Ila Vesibo. And then he says, Hu poyo l'chol nimsois. This sounds, if you look at it, it borders on, you know, like a philosophical discussion in the middle of the mitzvah, okay? So that's not the case at all, okay? The Rambam is saying that you have to interpret the Shem of Havaya and the Shem Elokim, and that's what the mitzvah is. The Shem Havaya, the Rambam Nevuchim quotes the Pigad Rabbeinu Elazar, the Perek Chavov, that the Shem Havaya is the only Shem which existed prior to the world, because it's a Shem Etzem. It's independent of interaction with something else. The other Shemos exist, are meaningful in as much as they interact with the world. Therefore, it's Breishis Bor Elokim, because he's interacting. And the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim says the time is the creation. That before it just didn't exist. So then, the Shem Havaya, which existed before everything, is the Ila Vesibo. And the Elokim, which is Breishis Bor Elokim, the Elokim is the Mamsi Kolonim Soy, who poil Kolonim Soyes. So that's what it is. And that's what he says. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's the mitzvah. Havaye Elokecha. The Ilo, the Sibo, is the Hebrew, who is the poil Kolonim Soyes. That's Elokim. It is Elokus. Okay? In the Murray says, in Chelik Aleph, Perek Samach Aleph, B'yomo hu yeh Hashem Echod l'shmo Echod, v'atzolei m'shikmo shu Echod, ken yikra, oz b'shem Echod levad. V'hu ha-mirah, this Havaya, al ho-etzem levad, v'lo shu nigza. It's not a pool, it's not an expression of something. U'pikad rabbelozo oma, ad shel nivu o'ilam, ho-yah kodesh bochu, Ushmo bilvad. V'chulei omnom k'shetivchan atzmoy noki miyuchod mufshot mikol poel lo yie loy shem nigzo b'shum ponim avo shem echod miyuchod lohoris atzmoy v'ein etzol shem bilti nigzo el ze v'u yudkei vovkei asher hu shem amofurish gomo. And that's a Sibur Vila. Then, in Poel Kolonim Soyos, it means Elokim is Shabois Oil Mashgircholov. The Mur Histakil Eich, in the same place, Histakil Eich Golo. Sheilu Hashemois, Sheilu Hashemois, and Exorim Kulam Nishachu Achachidish Oilam. Vize Emes. Shenkulam Shemos Hun Khulafia Pulois Hamnim Sos Bolum Ulchen Kosov Breshis Boro Elokim. That's the Pshat. That's the end. I said that's me, okay? That's what Breshis Boro Elokim. The Shem Elokim Poelim Soyis Mur Abuis Koil Shekoil Abuis Hazman. And that's what Ram says in Chelik Beis in Moira Perig Yud Gimel. Inyan hazman va'kavono shu etzlenu dovo nivro. That there is to the old on the pasuk Breishis Bor Elokim is very similar. Okay, so then we understand Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Now, I just want to tell you something about this. Let's just go to the, because he really is referring to the Neuch Hashem Elokecha here. I'll get back to that. Yeah. I just want to tell you one thing, okay? Yeah. I'm not going to go into this, but see, you have to understand. The post is Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. And the Rama focuses on Anoich Hashem Elokecha. So it means, one second, it means that Asher Hotzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim is a descriptive, it's a toya of who the Hashem Elokecha is. But it's nothing to do with Yisrael from Yisrael Hadas. Okay? This is out of the purview of what we're talking about here. We just be aware. Whatever the Ramban does over here in his argument and taking the side of the Bahag that there isn't a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, but it's yisoid, even though the Ramban himself doesn't subscribe to it, because in the minyan sheshochach, he's not mesalik it in the back of the minyan. It's not mesalik minyan. It's just a defense of the Bahag. But in Chumash, in Parshas Yisroi, and I say Adibois, he is very clear that Anoich Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, and he goes on and on to explain that within the Pasuk, there are many Yisedas Hadas in this Pasuk. So the Ramban's ready to say that Asher Hotzeis Hicho Meretz Mitzrayim is not descriptive, but it's part of the mitzvah. And it adds new purviews to the mitzvah. Okay? Just thought that I'd mention it, even if it's out of the purview of what we're talking about, I think we should just at least mention that's what he's doing over here. Okay, now, that's the beginning of this. I think that's a clear thing, okay? Now, if you notice, the mitzvah seems to be very simple, that the ilah of a sibo is the polonim soyus. Is this just the nusach of the mitzvah, or this defines what the mitzvah is? And it sounds like, what am I asking? Because if you look in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, the Ram goes like this, okay? And it's very clear that this is not enough. Yisrei, the Amud HaChochmos, Leida Shesh Shom Motzui Rishon, Vuhu Motzui Rishon is the Shem HaEtzim, the Ila V'Sibo. Vuhu Mamsi Kol HaNimsa. What's that? That's the, okay. So, then it's a stop, right? Then he goes on. B'chol nimsoi mishmai v'oretz, u'mashi b'neim, lo nimso el mitosoi, ma'mitas himotsoi. So it means then, part of it, is the existence of the world is dependent on the Rabbein Hashem. There's no nature in completely detached from the Banisha. The imyale, I said not there's no nature, not completely detached. Okay, I was very careful what I said. The imyale aladashu, who ain't motzui, ain't dova acha yocholi motzui. Again, on and on and on. The imyale aladas, she ain't called him soy mavado mitsuyin, who mavado ye motzui. It's a whole new idea that MS means his amitosai exists independent of everything. You think, everyone, when they read it, they think God, it's true. I believe in God, and God is God. This is all part, you see. Hamotzi azeh hu elokei ha'olam adoin kol ha'oretz. See, he ends up with things like the Ramban, but he doesn't pull it out from Osich HaMitzvah. He just says, that's part of the definition of the Ilu V'Sibu and the Elohim. V'hu Amanig, Hagalgo, B'koyach, She'ein Loi Keitz B'tachlis, B'sachlis, B'koyach, She'ein Loi Hefzik, She'agalgo Seiv Tomid, V'yevsha She'yasu B'loi M'seiveh, An amazing thing happened over here. Because you look at the Rambam, he opens up Mishneh Torah. See, Mishneh Torah is mesuzah according to Tayir Mitzvahs. So the discussion doesn't say mitzvah saseh leida sheishom elokah nimzol. No, it starts no. You say it how you say this. The amud of chokhmos leida sheishom the dova yidias dova zeh mitzvah saseh. After he gets the aloch of off. So what the Ram says is this yisaid for the yisaidus hadas for ikri emuna what we call ikri emuna yisaidus hadas. That goof is the mitzvah. You say that das is the mitzvah. And without knowing it, you say that it's now explain to you what I mean. And basically, this, you see, I'll tell you something. See, he hasn't, see, what's assumed that so it's even said that, you know, In Sefer Mitzvahs, he didn't have all this in the Yisrael, and he was machadish this, and that's why he's very brief. Okay, but listen to what he does in Pirush Mishnayis in the Yisrael of Risham, and it sounds very similar. So nothing changed. Listen to this: Perig Yud Hilchos Sanhedrin and Maseches Sanhedrin. Yisrael of Risham Mitzias Habori Yishtabach Vuhu Shiyesh Shom Motzui B'Shleimus B'Ofer Emitzias. That's what's that? That's the Siba. Okay. Ubo kiu mitziosam. Paul called him soyis. We men of nimshach lehem akiyum. The ilu this bias siluk mitziosa ki oz botla mitzios kol nimsa. It's not that he was machadish anything in Mishneh Torah. This order is a Pirush Mishnayis, which was written prior to Sefer Mitzvahs. The ilu netayis silo called him soim zulosoi. He oz loy tevata mitzios yisala loy sechsa. He hu yisala built his zochel mitzios ol zulosoi. V'chol ma'ash zulosoi min asichlim kloy ma malochim v'gome agagalim. U'ma'ash lemata min ayen hakol zochel mitzios ol elov. Listen to what he says now. V'zeh yiseid horishon. Hu Hashem meira olov. Dibo anuchi Hashem elokecha. The Ram holds that all yiseid hadas are based on psukim Torah b'ksav. So the anuchi Hashem elokecha, oh, that's meira on this yiseid. And the Ram says, oh, the yiseid is not, that's the mitzvah. That's how he starts out. You say this. With Dov, you do this Dov is there. Mitzvah saseh. So it's Mestaba, that's Hainu Hach, because it's the same posset. Onurich Hashem Elokecha. Now, I'll tell you an aside. We were learning the Shorashim. The Rav told us from Father Goyim, from Moshe Levi, the Gram. He said that he asked, Rav said he asked Father, why is it that only the first Yisrael or the second Yisrael also a thing, it's a mitzvah. All the other Yisrael is a mitzvah. It's a Yisrael idea. So Rav Moshe said that only the Yisrael Yisrael Sheni, there's a kiyum in it. In other words, if you believe, or whatever it is, or the idea of Bias Mashiach, there's no kiyum. Tchias HaMeid, what all the Yudgim or Ikrim, Shein or Guf, or Malochim, whatever the various thing, there's no kiyum in it. But in, and that's what the Torah, that's going in Onoich Hashem Elokecha, and in Achtus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Shem Echad, there is. It's only because it became a mitzvah. So you see, it's not, we'll see why, how this became a mitzvah, okay? But see, I'm not sure what starts what. Like he asked the kasha, But it's really, I'm not sure if it's like that, or it's because the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha happens to be the Yisrael, it happens to be the Mitzvah. I'm not sure exactly how logically this happens. He just happened to say how you could have had such a thing. I'm not sure what this adds to us. It's certainly true. Once the Mitzvah is a kiyum, the question is, why is it so? So I'm not sure that this adds something or doesn't. Okay, I'm just saying it all together. Now, that's what it means. Yidias dovzeh mitzaseh. Okay? No, because why is only the Yisoides, why is only the first two Yisoides, the first Yisoides, why is it a mitzvah? So, you know, it's really saying the same thing over, because the key, the question is, what does it add? But I would have said differently. I would have said, because the Anochi, in that posting, there's a tzibui, so a male, it's a mitzvah. So I'm not sure exactly if this says something or doesn't say something or whatever. Okay? So, you could have said, and that's what he plays, the Bahag says, okay, that's what the Ramban claims, the Bahag, there's no mitzvah, it's just Yisrael, and you can't imagine mitzvah without it. You know, whichever way you like it, okay? Now, this pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Rav Sadia Goyim, in the new Rav Sadia Goyim just published, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Eben Ezra, Rabbeinu Yoina, Sefer Charedim, and let's see, Sefer, all quote a different pasuk for this mitzvah. Sefer Charedim, I say, Perek Alzu. Perek al chobeis uma alas his boinein begadlusa yisale mitzvah shlishis shenemo v'yodato hayoyim v'ashevoisa el vovecho ki Hashem habayi hu elokim dovid omar Hashem mishamayim hishkiva b'nei odim liroi sayesh maskel berich eser lorokim uksiv sumo amenechem rumi bo ele miminyan taryag l'rabbeinu yoina. The question is this a tzibur or not? Okay. Because in Ma'aser Lekeach claims in Yisrael Teru Alevov now, it could be, you really don't have to say this, because since he's going to prove for the more makis that Anochi is the mitzvah, there's no reason to quote something else. Okay? And the question is on them, really. More Marcus clearly says that there's a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech. The Rambam in Meira, maybe in Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph, V'hoye kasher tasig Hashem u'ma'aso kfi ma shesichleu sheyaskilu aseicho achakayin taschel imosa elok v'tishtado liskarev loy v'techazek הדיבוק אשר בינכו לבינוי, והוא השיחו, או מעטו ריסו לדעס, וגוימר, ויום ויודעת היום והשבוע של מובכו, וגוימר, ויום דעו, כי השם הוא אלוקים. Is he telling you a story? That's what I would have assumed, maybe that's what the Lekech is saying, but he doesn't call the murder, okay? I'm not sure 100%. You see, l'chir, it's important to quote Anochi Hashem Elokecha, correct? According to the Ram. The interesting thing is, in Minyan HaKotzer, he says Anochi Hashem. he could have meant the chulei in the yakuchim the scholes the akis v'yad. There's another cheshem alakech. Okay. Now, now, here, things can get a little sticky, okay? Next. V'soif g'mor makis, omru, g'mor makis, sheish me'ois, that's in the Ksav Yad, sheish me'ois, Ushleish eschei mitzris nemu lo. The question with the law is in the pontificus v'yad. Lemoishe b'sinai. Maikro teretziv lo no Moishe. Kloima minyan teira. V'hikshu arze v'omer teira b'gematria. Hochi have shismea v'chatzorei have. V'hoyis ha-tshuva, anoichi Hashem Elokecha, v'lo yiyeh l'cho mipi ha-gvura shom'um. Hinei yisvayeh l'cho, ki anoichi Hashem michlal sheish meyois u'shlesh asayi mitzvois, v'hu ha-tzivui b'yidiyah, k'mo shebi'anu. He has a moon b'yidiyah, okay? Now here, things become very interesting. What does it mean, Shomum? What does it mean, Shomum? So the Rambam in Nevuchim has a long discussion, and he says very clearly that Har Sinai, the Bnei Yisrael, did not hear the Aseres HaDibros. Because unless you reach the Milas and Nevuah, you can't have a Nevuah. And that's what it says in Teir, Keil Dvorim. It doesn't say Dvorim. They only hold the Keil of the Dvorim, Bein and Hir Dvorim. Zevazeh, Chames, question. So what does it mean, the Pshat and the Gemara? Anoichi, V'yiyeh, V'piyah Gvur Shomu? Or, in the opposite way, you can ask the Kasha, Frek the Ramban, there are five mitzvahs in the first two Dibros. So why do we talk, according to the Rambam, that the Ram has, he only has two mitzvahs, but the Ram has Asiyas Pesel, and it's a separate law, v'lo sishtachem, v'lo sa'avdim. Okay. So the answer here is in a line in Moira. The Ram says, in Chelik Beis, I think it's maybe it's a paraglama, give me, this is a mistake here. I'm not sure. I think he has like this. V'zeh, he says like this. Ela sheyesh lehem gam kein mayim makosu b'harbe makomos midrashos. V'hu b'talmud gam kein. V'omrom anochi v'lo yiyeh l'cha mipi hagvura shamum. V'chule. V'zeh. Sheshtei Eru Hashroshim, let's learn a Metzias of Hail, Yisale, Vehayosei Echod, Omnom Yusog Bi'il Hoenushi. So it means that the Seichel from the Seichel, through the cold volume, they had a Masig, they had a Hasoga of this, okay? And this goes back to what I pointed out in the Rambam Shur's Chi, that he says there are four types of mitzvahs. There's Deis, and Midas, and Purus and Amira. Deis is an intellectual understanding of something. Purus is doing something. Midas is Tchunas HaNefesh, okay? And Amira is Amira, okay? Of these five mitzvahs in the first two dibros, only onoichi and lo yiyeh a deis. The rest they heard it called Dvorim. But here they understood. Okay? Now, this is only the beginning. Okay? This is very simple. Okay? Now you have to ask the following question. A commandment, okay, could be a daya where you can only imagine the idea of tzivui in the frame of reference of language. If I'm massive something about God, and I know that God is the Elah v'Sibo, and the Pearl called him souls. Can I imagine in the Deya, there's a tzivui? Or you can only imagine a commandment in the frame of reference of language. Okay? Okay? So, if you notice in the Rambam, he says a very interesting thing. If you read it carefully, they were massive through Sichlom. He sigu bnei Yisrael derech Sichlom. V'loi derech nevua v'dibo. Mishum she mitzvahs elu. Okay, no, that's what he says. Omnom Yusuf, he says, what's loy mitzias okel yisala? V'yose echod, omnom Yusuf bi'iyun anoshi. So, they're the shoshim. But what happened to the mitzvah? The question, that's what I was bothered about. Can you imagine being massive through derech haseicho, independent of language, to understand the commandment, or you understand the mitzias that this is yidia brura, a yidia muchletes that anoich Hashem elokecho. But does that mean is it tzivui without language? Okay, this was a question which I was pondering. Okay, so maybe, and this is what I'm just hesitating to say, maybe they only heard the Yisrid and the Tayag Mitzvah's Nemul. It says Tayag Mitzvah Nemul Moshe Misinik. The Etzem Mitzvah was only Moshe Rabbeinu. And even more than that, okay? Because another problem here, we don't have a clue, at least I don't, how a noichi became a mitzvah, okay? So if you tell me that the kilu is a pirish, according to Matiki Ashmur, says in a noichi, there's a mitzvah, I can understand that, okay? That's the Matiki Ashmur said, this goes in the minyan. So Ram learned up from this, that it goes into the minyan and it's a mitzvah. So meila, it's a amalno. It's a tzivu muchlet. So I ask you a question. See, there are two prongs in this. First of all, can you understand a tzivu from just an understanding completely divorced from language? Okay. And I would imagine no, but you can tell me yes. Okay. I say okay. But even if you're going to tell me yes, I ask you the question, Onoichi is not a tzivui. It basically is a declarative statement. You can only understand the tzivui only because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe, ki'ilu. I'm not talking about, you see, the Ram says that Tayag Mitzvah Nemul Moshe Misinai, Diktu Koloseo, Diktu Keo, and everything that was given to Moshe. Certainly the Koloseo, Diktu Keo, from Anoich Hashem Elokecho, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? But the question is to look at it as a tzivui without a pirush mekubal, without a matiki hashmua telling you that, l'chol you also don't have that. So how could you have imagined that derech sichlom they could understand there's a tzivui over here? They could understand the ikadas. And that's the Rambam's very meduktik in Moreh Nevuchim. He says, shoshim elu. Okay. So I thought that was amazing. Okay. It's something, it's a new insight. I was just going to, no, because I was saying to my son, one of my sons asked me, you know, so where's the tzivui over here? Now, I just want to tell you something now, and I'll move on to the next thing. Let me ask you something. The Rambam in Mitzvah Say Aleph, Mitzvah Lois Say Aleph, is Lo Yiyeh Lecho Elohim Achirim Aponai, correct? That you shouldn't be Maile, there's another Elohus. Okay? So I ask a simple question. Okay? Simple question. Is this something about Onoichi? It's just it's a mirror of Onoichi Hashem Elokecha? Or it's something else? Okay? So you look in Moreh Nevuchim and you see when he quotes this, he says, "V'hu amma manich Hashem v'lo yil chopir buma v'zesh shtei lo shoshim lo mitzlumu mitzias hokel yisale v'heyoyse echod." So he's learning that lo yil chol him achirim aponai is really the mirror image of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Achdus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. However, Rabbi Yisrael. If you open up in Hilchos Yisrael Atira, you get a very different interpretation. Because in Hilchos Yisrael Atira, the Rambam says, he says, oh, v'idias dover zeh. Okay, listen to this. V'idias dover zeh halacha bo mitzvah seh shnemo anuch Hashem elokecha v'chol amal adaita sheish shom eloka acher chutz mizu oivu lo yisaseh shnemo lo yeh lecho elohim achirim aponai v'kifu b'ikah shizeh u'ikah godo shakol toliboy. Then he starts with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I want to suggest that the Rambam over here seems to have two opinions, possibly, on what the Lo Yiyeh Lecho Elohim Achirim. Okay? And I'm also very confused, you know, to have a tzivui of an ashora as a yedir becomes very interesting also. And the question is, it's this and the mirror image of it? And it's two? And when the person understands it, what exactly, what did they understand? How did they understand it? Okay? We say this. So that's mitzvah one. Mitzvah two. Hatzivui shetzivanu be'emunas hayichud. That means yidiyas hayichud. Okay? And if you look at Mishneh Torah, the Rambam starts talking about Echod in Halacha Zayin. And he talks that you can't imagine Echod, the Mechalikit, and he talks about the whole concept of Echod only afterwards. And the truth is, I'll tell you something else. This is the Kripa B'ika. over here. Ika Hagodol, he says, Kaifa b'Ika Hagodol shakol toliboy. You should know that Avodah Zarah and the issue of Yedias Hashem, Achol Beth Nisei Dina, Hilchos Avodah Zarah is not Nisei Deter. Hilchos Avodah Zarah is an emsoi, I believe in God, the emsoim, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This is a question of two deities. And this is Kfira, Be'ika HaGodol Shakol Torah. This is not Dor Enoish that have different, that the God is God and have different them. So that's Hilchos Avodah Zarah.
Maybe the Avodah Zarah is not God for Baker, not the Kfira Be'ika.
You, why? You believe this God. You just think that this is an emsoi. It's Yisoi like Malochim. The Malochim are not also an emsoi. That they're not, you know, there's no go-betweens. Okay, now. Kipolam Mitzvah Sivos Vishoin Echo, the same thing. Hashem Elokeinu, Havai Elokeinu, Havai Echo. And that's what I always point out, the Goyin. That's what the Goyin says in Brochis, not to be mafsik between Havai and Elokeinu. And he says you don't have to say L'shem Yichud Kuchibrichu, because Yichud, because the Brochis itself is Yichud Kuchibrichu, Hashem Elokeinu. Okay? So that's what it's saying. Ki pola metzius, v'sibos v'shoina echod. And just turning around, the sibos v'shoina is Havaya, and the promise is Elokeinu. V'amroi, shma yisisal, shma yisal, shma Elokeinu. This I can imagine it's tzivu. Shma Yisrael is a tzivu. Shma Yisrael. One moment, Rosh is Tim saying, Yoimu amanas liyached eshmi, amanas liyachdeni. V'rabim ke'elu reitzim b'zeh, ha'mayimu, shu'om nehotzionu minu abdus, v'yosei monu ma she'osu minu chesed v'atoib, amanas she'neida, or nam neida, ha'yichud, ki anachnu chayovim b'zeh. This is Mama Shapella. Why should one assume that if the purpose he sees Mitzrayim is for this, that necessarily makes it a mitzvah? He's trying to prove something, and the proof is spurious, to say the least, unless I'm missing something. I have to know where these Maimori Chazal are. But even if they exist, the question is, what do you prove? If you also, then, that's his thing. Kianach chayovim b'zeh. V'hal b'ma shi'oimu mitzvah yichud, you define where this is, mitzvah yichud. V'yikul gam kein zeis ha-mitzvah malchut shamayim. Here, the Bahag doesn't have such a mitzvah, the mitzvah kriyishma. What the Ram does is an amazing thing. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah kriyishma. We have to know what it is. It's Kriyashma and the mitzvah Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kriyashma not Yichud.
In one pasuk?
No. The tzivui from Kriyashma is of a Shachach Humecha. The tzivui from Shema Yisrael, from Yichud, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Vakein, Hashem Echad.
And the Bahag?
The Bahag. The first mitzvah, I think, is Kriyashma.
In this pasuk?
He doesn't say what pasuk. The Bahag quotes the mitzvah of Pesukim. Just a list. Okay? Now, we talk about Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. We always think about Kriyishma. The Rambam is Zos HaMitzvah. He says, the mitzvah of Yichud is Malchus. You can't imagine, unless the Pur of Metzias is there, that's what Malchus is all about. It's a very amazing thing. I would have said Malchus is on Noach Hashem Elokecha. Ki heim yomu kidei lekabel olav o Malchus Shamayim. What's the loyma? What's the Malchus Shamayim? Lehidois biyichud uvuladaya, whatever it is. Leidoi. What does he say? Leidoi? What does he say? How does he
translate
it? Yichud idiosa. Lehidois. Lehidois is lehidois?
Hodah.
Hodah. Hodah is not a thank. It's a declarative. It's to affirm. Affirm. Okay? So he turns the whole world around. So if you look, and this is not also part of this, we can talk about it later, we talk Krishma. The Kavana Krishna, the Pasha, the Kavana Kriya. All this idea of Kabbalah Zemar Shemayim and everything, that's Shema Yisrael Shema Elkein Shechol. It's not limited to Bokeh Ve'erev. It's all the time. And it's the idea of the Achdus, Shein Achdus Kami Kachdusay, as the Ram goes on and on in Mishneh Torah. And that's the Ram Pirush Shnayis, the Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, V'yom Kim and Liva, what's the name of Niskavan Likreis? Lefisha Efshish, who Magia, Hanikud, will Niskavan Likreis Apasha, V'yom Yotza, Pirush, Yotza de Chavosa. And the Ram and Perik Beis, Aloch Aleph, Akoya Shema, will Kim and Liva, Posegrisha, Shema Yisrael, Yotza, Vasha, in Le Kim and Yotza, Afilo Ekoya Batea, Vedako, Magia, Apasha, Israel, Vodis Kriyashma, who should keep in Liboy with Pasagrisha? It's just the Kabbalah's clear. The truth is, in both Nalochas Vilas and Yireim, you don't find the Mitzvah Yichud. However, in Yireim, you can look at Yireim, he says, Mitzvah Kriyashma Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, V'tavoid, V'tekabal Machusay, V'oilay, Shachis, V'alvis, T'chsiv, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Yizoye Odom B'Mitzvah Zu Ki Hi Kabbalah Zemar Shemayim V'Chavivu Lifnei Yotzein. This is the way we're normally taught. Okay, but that's not the Rambam. Okay, we go on to Chinuch. Okay, next. Now, that's why the Rambam puts Kriyat Shema and Sefer Avo. And Shema Yisrael, he said, that's it. It's a different story. One's a miskriya two times a day, and one is a yediyah, a muka, from sheyishtach, sheyishibishuchna, that Hashem Echo. Mitzvah Gimel. And here's an amazing thing. He shetzivonu la'ahavoy. Yis'ale. In April, when you read it, you know what happened. This mitzvah to pull us have to understand what this is. What's he talking about? This blaming, this, that, what does he want? So the answer is that the Raman Shosh Chi says that Avon Yira is also Deus. The question is, what's going on? Because he says further that the question is, Avon is an emotional that have to be ecstatic and interact with the Bnei Yisrael. Just have to know about all these things and nothing else. Correct? And you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Cherish Chi that it's a Deya. So the answer is the Chira, the Rambam in Cherish Chi is not talking about the Kiyumah Mitzvah. The Rambam is talking about how you go about doing the Mitzvah. Ahavo, like I love God with puppy love, is no mitzvah. The love is something mimela after I understand it, and soma nafshi el Hashem. That's what the mitzvah is. And the day is the way, that's what he says. That's what he finishes. He says, Shemitech v'nis'aneg v'hasogosoy tachlis hatanu. That's the Ahava. But the way you get to it is through the Deya, okay? Then an amazing thing happens, okay? And he says, the Nikok, he says, If Yagia Tainu Bitovo Avo Behekh Faomu, Shimitsu Kulez Gamki Jindidwish Niko, Huanoshin Kulna Boidosi Sala, who Vilay Dabo probably says something like that. Right? Lahaminbo, what does he say? Oh, what's the Arabic Emuna? The Arabic is also like that. Yeah, it's probably Amman if you look at it. It's probably Munich. Yeah, okay. So it's very interesting how this happened, okay? The bleed, you know, how he switched and what he meant. But this is an amazing thing, okay? And this, I want to tell you something, this is an amazing thing happened here. And I'm confused about this. Because what's happening over here? A person who loves someone wants everyone else to love him. Is this making other people love the person you love? That's the mitzvah of Ava? Or it's a shi'uin? It's a rayedoch? How much I love him? That if I do this, then I love him that much. So making other people love him, there's a mitzvah in that? Or it's only a raya? So what does he mean? That's I like to, you know, it's not clear, but it's difficult to imagine there's a mitzvah, but it says Ave or Abiris. Okay? Okay, now, just want to say one more point, and I'm going to talk about mitzvah Dalet, and I'm going to say one vault, and I'm going to tell you something, but listen very carefully. You look at the Rambam in mitzvah Dalet, okay? Mitzvah Dalet Shivonu. What does it say? Sheneida and Kapachwa.
Likvo bedatenu.
Because the Rambam says in Shos Chi that it's a daya, okay? But it's only likvo bedatenu. Here it's very strange. Yisala ulipochi mimenu. Velo niya kaklif mahochim bekeri. Avol nira bias onshe. Okay? As Hashem el kechatir. He's talking about Yusur Oynish. In Mishneh Torah, he's talking about Yusur Oynish. So the answer is that there's no kasha. Because the mitzvah is a daya. The question is, what are you looking at? Are you looking at mitzvaysa upuloysa, puloysa of all, the pulis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mahu nikrachu, mafatehe rachu, okay? Or are you looking at the bria? And in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Beis, he talks about looking at the bria. Looking at the bria is Yiras Roimimus. Looking at the Torah and the Einshim and whatever it is Yiras Oynish. And the Rambam is no problem, and that's the way it should be. Hatzlocha Rav Mesrobe, next week.